Hey, hey everyone, Tamara here. Happy end of the week. I am usually not the person who's excited for Friday because I love my work and I don't know, I feel like there's always a chance to make an impact and to dig in and to learn something new. But I'm not going to lie, this week has felt like it's gone on forever. So I'm looking forward to Saturday morning where I can sleep in a little bit, which for me is like 6:30 in the morning. And just, I don't know, enjoy some time with my kids and a time to refresh a little bit. I don't know if you feel the same, but let me know if you do. Sometimes it's a week by week thing these days. But like I said, normally I'm not that person, but this week it's been long. So I'm excited that it's Friday. I'm excited for a little rejuvenation. And frankly, I think your brain needs that. We work really hard. And as if you've listened to my podcast for a while, you know that I'm a big fan of mental breaks so that you can get rid of all that mental residue that's rattling around in your brain, that's keeping you from performing at your peak, that's keeping you from being a strong innovator. You got to take a break sometime to let that stuff settle, get away, for your brain to just calm down a little bit, for your subconscious mind to actually have an opportunity to speak up. So that's what my Saturday is for, and I'm excited for it. And I hope you do that both as small breaks in your week, but also on a full day, a Saturday or Sunday, maybe even the whole weekend, whatever you need, please take it. Life is crazy. Take the time that you need to refresh. All right. That is not the point of today's podcast, but it came to my mind. So I said it. And as most of you know, I have no filters or inner monologue. So if I think it, I tend to say it, which is actually brings me to today's podcast. So here's the deal. I have been spending a lot of time on this new app, Clubhouse, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. It's super cool. It's ongoing live conversations and discussions and, you know, people sharing and people arguing and debating. It's an audio app. I really like it. It's super fascinating. So I've been spending a lot of time on it, getting to know it. It's a new innovation out there and, you know, I want to know what's up. So I joined this conversation or this Clubhouse room the other day that was all about getting into a state of flow. And there were about, oh, I don't know, maybe 12 speakers. And then there were thousands of people listening in. And I got to tell you, I was getting super frustrated, so frustrated with this Clubhouse, because as I listened to the speakers, I could hear them say things like, well, you know, it's flow is so magical and so rare, or, you know, some people know how to access flow just instantly and the rest of us get stuck in writer's block. Or they were saying things like, you know, well, flow is very elusive and it's hard to understand. And you know what? So flow, if that's a phrase or a word that you're not used to, or maybe you know it, but let's make sure we're all on the same page. Flow is when you are working at your optimal peak performance. You know it because it's like the world around you disappears. Time goes into this weird warp. You know that what's kind of coming out of you is your best self. It's that peak level of performance. That can be, you know, for someone who's a super athlete when they're kind of playing at the best of their game. But it can also be for all of us everyday people, when we're working on that project, when we're, you know, writing that blog, when we are putting together that presentation, but kind of everything seems to be working and all the engines are firing and kind of everything on the outside disappears. You're in the zone. You're in flow. So that's what flow is. I should have said that earlier. So this Clubhouse, which has some pretty famous people, and I'm not going to say their names because I don't want to throw them under the bus, because I think they do some good stuff in other areas, but they don't understand the science of flow the way I do. So I kept raising my hand and raising my hand, and they never called on me. I waited an hour, yo, an hour. I was like, come on, call on me. But they kept going on about flow being magical and kind of sometimes happening by accident and you know, for a select few. And oh man, I was getting so frustrated, because here's the thing. Flow, that state of flow, that peak performance where all engines are firing, is actually not a magical accident at all.
In fact, getting into a state of flow is something we can activate at any time. Any time. So that means when you are sitting at your desk and you're like, oh, I don't know that I have it in me today to get my work done, or, oh, I've got this big problem I'm trying to solve and I've got a block around how to do it, or, I've got to kind of really be present in this meeting, but I'm so distracted. Let me ask you a question. I want you to take a second. I'm going to be silent for a moment, just a moment. And I want you to think about, where are all those times that being in a state of flow for you would have made a world of difference? Yeah, you've probably listed off 10 in your head already, right? So have I. I was just thinking about it. In fact, I really want to be in a state of flow today when my colleague and good friend comes over to help me kind of map out some business stuff. So we all have those moments. They're big, they're small, they're every day, where being in a state of flow could really help. So I want to break it down for you and how you get into that state of flow and how you activate it, because if you were listening to that Clubhouse, you would think it is not something for you or me or really any of us, and just these lucky few. And here's the thing, by the way, I think they do that for two reasons. I think there's a reason why these innovation and creativity and entrepreneurship, you know, million-dollar mindset people, why they continue to talk about flow like some have it and some don't. I think number one, it makes them feel special, right? That they've got something everybody else doesn't. And two, I think it helps them justify their high dollar fees, which they're not worth, at least not in this way. So I think it makes them think that they stand out from everybody else and are worth their value. And I'm pretty sure those same experts don't want all of us realizing we can be in the state of flow and access that innovative mind anytime, because then why would we need them? Well, we don't need them. So let's talk about flow. Remember, peak performance, all engines are firing, kind of time tends to disappear, the quality is so good, like you have access in your brain to all these ideas kind of close in and far out, the innovation is flowing. So that's flow. At least that's how you know it. So let's talk about it. So here's the thing. You have between your brain this incredible thing, this superpower called the innovative mind. And the innovative mind is something that we all have. We all have the structures for innovation. Neuroscience shows it. But it's a matter of accessing it. It's a matter of unlocking it. And when we do that and we understand how we innovate, we can use that to get into a state of flow at a kind of small level or at a massive peak level, but either way to access that flow that we all have. So in the last 25 years, I've dug into the neuroscience, behavioral mechanics, behavioral psychology, like all of that, to really understand the science behind the innovative mind and how it works. And what I came to discover was one universal truth, which is being innovative is universal. We all do it. However, how we innovate is unique to each of us. And in fact, there's 9 triggers or styles of innovation, so ways that we as humans innovate. And they're all distinct and they're all super valuable, but different from one another. And what our research actually uncovered is that what we each have is what we've coined as a unique everyday innovator style. And that's the combination of top 2 power triggers. So 2 of those 9 are your power play. They're your strength. They're how you're wired to innovate. They are your wellspring of innovation. So you have 2 power triggers and you have 1 dormant trigger. Your dormant trigger is the place where you're the least strong. I don't like to call it a weakness because I don't think it's a weakness, although you do have to be careful that it doesn't sabotage you and that you're not actually playing to your dormant trigger. But if you try to play there too much, it's going to exhaust you. And in fact, you'll know you're playing to the wrong place, to somebody else's triggers or to your dormant, if innovation is exhausting for you. Then you'll know like, ah, oh, I'm actually doing it wrong because I'm playing to my dormant. It's not because I'm not innovative. I'm playing to my dormant. That's a mistake a lot of people make. Here's the thing, we're going to focus on the power triggers for a second. Those 2 power triggers are the key to getting into flow. So if you know how your brain is wired for innovation, you can easily access your innovative mind and getting into a state of flow. You can trigger it. You can access it. So let me give you a couple examples for a second to really bring this home. So I'm a risk taker experiential. Of the 9 power triggers, those are my 2 power plays, risk taker and experiential. So that means I innovate by leaping and getting uncomfortable. That's the place I innovate the best. And the experiential side of me is I innovate in motion. I have to get things out of my head and I have to experiment and test. And when I do that, I can drive incredible innovation. Now that's very different than someone who's maybe an inquisitive instinctual. Those are their 2 power triggers, where the inquisitive is about innovating in the questions, not the answer, challenging assumptions, digging deep. And the instinctual side is about connecting dots in different and circuitous ways, more kind of gut innovation. So as you can see, there's a lot of different combinations. And I bring that up because for me, all I have to do to activate a state of flow, to get that innovative mind churning, those engines revved up, is I have to do a couple things. One is all I do is grab a blank piece of paper and some scented markers and start drawing out my ideas, because bringing things to life for me helps me innovate. And then the risk taker side of me about getting uncomfortable, I know this is going to sound a little odd, but go with me. If I get up and if I jump at my desk for a few moments, it gets a heart rate up, right? And that same kind of excited, anxious feeling that you get when you're uncomfortable happens when your heart rate goes up, when you start to exercise. So I can use that to access my innovative mind. Now, this is part of the reason why in the back of the report, when you take your IQE assessment, our proprietary assessment built on a custom algorithm, when you take that, at the back of the report, it actually tells you exercises that you can do specifically to unlock your innovative mind, which goes on to unlock your state of flow. So for me, right, drawing it out, building my idea helps me get into a state of flow because that it unlocks experiential. Getting up and jumping up and down, because that gets me to that same kind of like excited space, same as when I'm uncomfortable leaping, that gets me into a state of flow. If you're the instinctual inquisitive, by the way, it's going to be different. If you're imaginative futuristic, it's going to be totally different. Futuristics are all about tomorrowland. Today's problem becomes tomorrow's opportunity. For an imaginative, jumping up and down and drawing isn't going to work, but playing a game of what if, like what's possible in the future, is going to do it for them. It's all different. But I share this with you on this Friday because, A, I'm excited for Friday. But more importantly, because I want you to see that that state of flow, that peak performance that you need to solve these new challenges that you're facing, to connect with your colleagues in meaningful ways, to stand out and be different and be noticed by your leadership for having that valued, innovative voice and bringing your best game, all of that is easily accessed if you simply understand how you innovate, your everyday innovator style, so that you can do activities that actually bring it out. As we close, I want to share one last hack with you, and it's one of my favorite resources out there. I'm sure I share it all the time. It's called Focus at Will, and it's music strung together. It's scientifically proven to bring out and create productivity and innovation and focus. And every time I'm stuck, I do these things that unlock my brain that I know work for my innovative mind to get me into flow, and I put on Focus at Will in the background. It is some of the best money I've spent. It's a subscription. It is not expensive, and it is totally, incredibly worth it. When I am stuck, I do those things. I put on that music. There's something about it. And you know, you could probably try Spotify and put on a classical radio station or do other stuff, but I've tried it. I'm gonna tell you, for me, it's not the same. Also, Focus at Will has different tempos. They have stuff for alpha waves, stuff for if you kind of have a little bit more attention issues. They've got stuff that sound more spa-like. So you can actually find channels in Focus at Will that speak directly to you and what you like. I absolutely love it. Go check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes. But for now, I wanna leave you with this. Flow, getting into that state of flow, is not a magical accident. It's something that all of us can activate at any given time. So go activate it and then let me know what the results are. Tamara out.